Well, a few people have asked me if I use aqua brushes like this, and the answer is no, but I've got myself a pack, and so I thought I'd share my experience with you. And these are made by Pantel. I think there are other brands available. It's just a kind of a brush, and you fill it up with water inside. Unscrew the barrel and fill to line indicator. Apply pressure to the barrel to increase water flow to give desired effect. Squeezing the barrel continuously will flush through the previous colour on the tip. Well, that sounds interesting. Okay, so let's see what happens if I open it up. If I can open it up. It's one of these infernal bubble pack things that are really difficult to open, aren't they? Oh, there we go. Right. So, what have we got? There are kind of plastic. It's quite squeezy. And that I felt was going to unscrew, but it's a pop off kind of thing. So that's it's a little brush basically, and that's a thinner one, and that's an even thinner one. Cool. I'm gonna go and fill these up with water. So here we are. We have to unscrew. I've got this neat little tap here which will make it easier to fill it up with, and then screw it back on. This is the very fine brush, this one, and if you squeeze it, oh, the water comes through into the brush. So I'll fill up the others and see what happens. Three full watercolour brushes. Let's go and try them out. Well, here we go. I'm going to do a really loose painting. This is unlike what I normally do. And I've got my trusty old Winsor & Newton watercolour set here, which I've had for 30-something years. I don't know. A long time. I'm going to use the, got to get the colours right. Yeah, this is the big one here. Right, I'm going to get some of this. Is, I think, cadmium yellow. I don't know what colours I've got, really. And I'm just going to draw some flowers. So what I'm doing, I'm just kind of squeezing slightly. Hang on. So what I'm doing, I'm just kind of squeezing the barrel slightly, and then that's giving me sort of water to fill up. So it's quite good. I think it'll be really useful if you're going out sketching, and maybe that's what I'll do next week. Next week I'm going to be in Keswick in the Lake District of England, and I might meet some of you there because I'm going to be doing drawing lessons and stuff at the pencil factory there, and then I'm going to go off out into do a bit of I'm just putting some orange in it. I've no idea what this orange is. I'm sorry, I should know what all these colours are. I just buy them and shove them in there. And so I'm just dropping that in. And now, you see how good this, easy this is to clean. Now it says just to sort of squeeze and drip, and that should kind of get rid of it. And yeah, that's pretty good. So that's cleaned it. Now what I'm going to do is I'm going to get a little bit of this. This is one of my favourite colours, which is bizarrely favourite colour. This is called neutral tint. I have to really think about that. And I'm just going to kind of sketch in these kind of daisy petals. I suppose I should try and get a bit of this showing over there. In fact, let me move that to there so you can see me doing a little bit of mixing going on. It's not easy, is it? And so look, this has really gone really quite dark, so I'm going to add that and I just squeeze little squeezes in some water and will thin it out for me. So that's nice. And so I'm just doing these kind of petals, just fairly random, some hiding behind other ones. And they're all different numbers of petals, and there's no, you know, it's just abstract, I suppose. Talking of which, I know a few people have asked me about abstract. It's something I don't know a huge amount about. And I asked a friend of mine who's actually a photographer, but she kind of does abstract photography, and she's a bit of a philosopher too. And I've asked her if maybe we could, if I could interview her and talk about abstract. So let me know if you think that would be a good idea in the comments box below. and then I'll start getting that all organised. Now, I'll move that into there. Now what I'm going to do is, I'm going to just kind of, if you watch, it'll kind of squeeze a bit of water onto there, and I'm going to add a bit of green in there. And now I'm just going to just fill in all the spaces. I might speed this up. I suppose abstract's the wrong word, isn't it? It's sort of impressionistic or something like that. Actually, I think if I was doing this normally, I'd use a bigger brush. Because, you know, this is taking forever to fill in. And the bigger the brush, the faster you can fill in an area. And I think I'm doing these because I'm anticipating a long hot summer after this freezing cold, endless winter that we've been having. Spring just doesn't want to sprung. And squeeze a bit more water in there. Oh, that's gone quite a lot darker, isn't it? So what I can do there, you see, I can squeeze a bit of water in there just to kind of thin it down as I'm going along. So that's useful. I like that. Now, what I do want is to get this quite a bit darker below, and probably in those bits there as well. When it's kind of darkest in the middle of the bunch there. And this is painting wet on wet, which again is something I rarely do. I'm normally very kind of pernickety and finicky, and in a more kind of, I suppose, photographic kind of way than this. But it's kind of fun to do this kind of thing every now and then. Just play. Well, I'm going to have a bit of blue in there now. I'm going to clean that palette up a bit there. Squirt in some water. Yeah, that's probably too much blue, but anyway. That's much too bright. Anyway, I'm going to put kind of a little bit of shadow behind the yellows there. Sort of a hint of sort of modelling on the petals. And you probably notice I'm doing this all with one brush, which is the big one. Let me try this little one here, and I'm going to use it for a different thing. I use it differently. I put a bit more green and a bit more water. Squeeze some water in there. I think I could do with a bit more, maybe a bit of a dark blueiness in there. And you see, by drawing sideways, I'm getting a definite kind of brush mark there. So I'm just going to kind of lay down this little pattern. And I want them mostly mostly down below, underneath, so these are going to be kind of shadow effects in the dark below, in the flower bed, or in the vase, if they're, they might be. What's it, a vase of flowers, mightn't they? That's true, I haven't thought of that. And so I'm using these as, it's almost calligraphic, isn't it? Just to get a little kind of texture in there. And clean this brush, let's see how this goes. So they say just flush it through, and it's quite a serious colour, isn't it? So I'm going to put a little bit of, make this a bit more, squeeze it, there we are. That's still too light. So I'm going to want some of these to be below in the shadow. I think that will. And this I think is too, so I'm going to squeeze some water in there. I think that'll be darker down below. This is completely unplanned and out of my head as well. I'm just going to get a little bit more kind of oranginess just in there, just to brighten up the flower, the flower middle bits, stamens, anthers, whatever it's called. And then I'm just going to squirt out the orange from that, and I'm going to come back to this green here, and I'm going to bit more blue in there, and then I think I just want a bit more of this kind of calligraphic bit down here. It's all washing in. Well, there we go. I'm going to say that that is it, and I think that was really quite interesting for me anyway. So I'm going to try squeezing out the last of the colours. I think some colours are going to stain the brush tips, and these are kind of a very fine nylon brush tips on there, and in a way it kind of reminds me a bit like my Copic markers, so I quite like that in them. And I think they're jolly good fun. So next week I will take them out with me, and I will do kind of a landscape thing, because other people have been asking me to do landscapes as well, and we'll see how that goes. But I think that's quite fun. There we go, they're quick and they're simple and they're easy, and you can just kind of stick them in your bag and take them with you, and not having to worry about getting jam jars out and all that kind of thing. So if you're on the move, I think these are really, really good. I'm going to take these with me now. I don't know what they're saying going through the airport security with those. I'm sure there's some law against them or something. That'll be interesting. So there we go. Well done if you're still watching, and if you are, why not go over and have a look at how to draw Lily at the Valium painting watercolour, or try the mystery drawing. Either way, make sure you're subscribed and keep coming back for more drawing lessons and advice. And in the meantime, keep drawing. Painting. And I'll see you next time. Oh, and practice too. You take care now. Bye-bye.